In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Father, dear faithful, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. This is where we must start on this night. You probably know there are three Masses on Christmas Day. The first Mass commemorates the birth of our Lord into this world. Second Mass commemorates His birth into our hearts. And the third Mass commemorates His eternal birth, as it were, His eternal generation. And that's where we have to start, with that third Mass, the thoughts of the third Mass, which are also echoed in this Mass, in the introit, when it says, this day I've begotten thee, Dixit Dominus Domino Meo, the Lord said to my Lord, this day I've begotten thee, before the beginning of the light. So we have to think about that time before any of this world existed, where there was only God, there was only one reality, God in His infinite perfection, God whom our Lord has revealed to us, is so perfect that the expression of His own thought is a person identical in being to Himself. God, who is so perfect that the expression of His own love is likewise a person identical to Himself, the same being, the same nature. You think of this time when there was only God. That was it. God, in His infinite perfection, who does not need anything whatsoever to complete Him, perfectly fulfilled in Himself. And yet we know, out of His own wisdom, He decided at some time, a very long time ago, but at a discrete point in time, He decided to make something exist besides Himself. And what did He make to exist? The billions of galaxies that we see in our night sky, the trillions upon trillions of stars that are in our universe, He willed to make them exist by a simple movement of His will. There are all these inanimate things that we see, and God could have left it at that there would only be those things. But He wanted to go even farther, to make living creatures that the gnostics interact like so many billiard balls that just bang into one another, but creatures who have the power of self-movement, who themselves can reach out to God's creation, take things into themselves in order to stimulate their own life. God willed that as well. And again, in His wisdom, He could have stopped there. He could have left those living things, among them ourselves, the human beings He created, to pursue merely natural purposes. We could say the purposes of the universe, the natural ends of the universe. But He did not want to leave it there. In His infinite wisdom, He wanted to go farther. If you think about parents raising their children, they can give them a certain skill set as their children grow up and they reach their maturity. And then they can reach the age of 18 or 21 or whatever, and the parents can just sort of send them out to the world and say to them, goodbye, you know, have a good life. I've made you prepared for everything that you need to take on. And if God had just left us to our natural purposes, it would be like that. But He wanted something more. And so the second person of the Blessed Trinity chose to take on a human nature so that He could unite us with Him. This is what He wanted more. He wanted to bring creation back to Himself. He wanted to bring us towards Him. And this is why we are here on this night. This is what we celebrate on this night. This is the most significant fact of our own existence. And what can I say about this? It's so difficult to speak about it. This will of God that we believe, that brings us here, that we celebrate, this will of God for us to be united with Him. That this is the reason why He has made us. To assist me in this momentous task, to try to speak about this, I need to get help from the liturgy, specifically from one of these beautiful, what are called O antiphons, that appear the 7 days before Christmas Eve. The church has these special antiphons, just short prayers that appear at Vespers each night from the December 17th to December the 23rd. And the first one goes something like this, addressing our Lord Jesus Christ. O wisdom, you who came forth from the mouth of the Most High, you who touch from one end to the other, you who order all things strongly and sweetly, come to teach us the way of prudence. O wisdom. The wise man, we know, is someone who is somehow able to see all things. He somehow has a universal view. He grasps everything. He sees things from the highest perspective possible. And of course, God is wise in this way. But what this antiphon is telling us is that God goes even farther. God even touches everything. He touches from one end to the other. He, in His infinite existence, yet touches everything down to the least of the created things. And well, on this night, He fulfills this in the highest degree possible. His incarnate wisdom takes on our human nature, our own nothingness. He keeps His own infinite divine nature, and yet He becomes human. He becomes, even though He's perfectly powerful, He becomes so weak. Even though He is infinitely rich, He becomes very poor. Even though He is extremely immense, He becomes localized in a tiny place in Bethlehem. Even though He dwells in eternity, He enters into the limitedness of time. He touches from one end to the other. Why does He do this? Why does He take on our human nature? Because He wants to unite Himself with us. He wants to bring us into a participation in His own divinity. He wants to teach us the way of prudence such that we, even in our limited condition, can somehow touch the infinity of God. This is why we are here this night. We rejoice in this fact. We try to embrace this fact as far as we are able. And let me just say, this is why we are here at this Mass and not at the other Mass. If you are here tonight, you have made a choice to be at the traditional Mass, not at the new Mass. Because you know that this Mass truly unites you with God, that is what you are made for. And if there's anything you must do in this life, you have to get that right. This is the work of your life, to unite yourself with God. He himself has gone so far to meet us. St. Paul says even annihilating himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming an infant. Who can be intimidated by an infant? Who can be afraid to approach the cave of Bethlehem? Can be afraid to approach God when God is tiny? No one. But you want to do it in the right way. And you can't do it at a mass that's in a certain degree, to the degree that it's said, according to its own spirit, deifies man, does not leave man in his created condition, forgets the sins of man. A mass that was not designed to give proper homage to God, but was designed to please man, to please non-Catholics. In this Mass that we hold on to, God is transcendent and we are human. And the two meet, the two truly meet in this Mass. It's so striking that this Mass is so hated today. They want to wipe it from the face of this earth. We know that when our Lord, yes, when God came down on this earth, we may say, went to so much trouble to join us to him, that the biggest obstacle to him coming to people were the religious leaders of his day. They did not want people to be close to our Lord. They wanted to keep people away from our Lord as far as possible. We must not let this happen to ourselves. We must, above all, attach ourselves to our Lord, whatever we do in this life. This night we have the blessing to have a First Holy Communion. Young girl, student in our school, will receive our Lord for the first time. What a beautiful night it is to be able to do that on Christmas night, when our Lord is born in Bethlehem, which of course means the house of bread. What does it mean for our Lord not just to take on a human nature, to assume our limited human nature, but through that gift that he gives us, to make possible this incredible thing, that we receive him into ourselves. May this occasion of this First Communion be a reminder to us of the day of our own First Communion. That day, that first day, when we not only possessed our Lord with sanctifying grace, but we even received him into ourselves. Physically, because he has a human nature, we are able to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, into us. Because he wants it, he makes it possible for us. What a grace for us if on this Christmas night we can draw closer to God. That is what he has made us for. That is what he has done so much to accomplish. What can you say to him tonight when you receive him? Perhaps there's not much to be said, but you must have that desire in your heart to unite yourself with him. And to do it through the Blessed Virgin Mary, there is no creature that is so close to God as she is. If we are to draw close to him, it must be through her. It was through her that he came to us, and it's through her that we have to unite ourselves to him, especially ask Our Lady to assist you in making that Holy Communion as best as you can, so that you can truly be united to our Lord Jesus Christ now and for all time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.